Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, December 9th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A Christian orphanage in Rajasthan, India has been threatened by anti-Christians. Bible Pathway Ministries supplies their materials to Hope Givers International, an organization that runs 88 orphanages there. Hope Givers Samuel Thomas.
One of the orphanages is planted in the most anti-Christian location. When I say anti-Christian location, anytime you send a Christian there, they'll either beat them or kill them or burn them alive.
That's exactly what they threatened to do. Despite police protection, the kids were moved for their safety, but the directors committed to staying and sharing the gospel. Next, some 7 million needy children around the world will be receiving special Christmas presents this year, delivered in shoeboxes. It's the world's largest international Christmas project. Operation Christmas Child is airlifting nearly 200,000 shoeboxes from locations in North Carolina and Colorado this week with the help of two of the world's largest airplanes. A project of Samaritan's Purse, the hand-delivered shoeboxes bring joy, hope, and the love of Christ to needy children in 95 countries. And Wycliffe Associates is recruiting construction teams to help add on and renovate four missionary schools in four countries. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith tells us why.
One of the dynamics we're coping with in recent days is just the relocation of missionaries from areas where security has become a little bit more tenuous into other areas. And so we're making sure that those educational needs of the kids can be met, so that the parents can stay on the field and do the translation work.
Smith says education for MKs is a major reason missionaries leave the field. You could help prevent that. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions database logo on the left where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.